The Power of Preconditioning, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Shane Hall isn't shy about why he's in the cattle business, but as the third-generation rancher talks about the value of preconditioning, it's easy to see it's not just dollar signs he's after. Cattleman Shane Hall is chasing a legacy. 5 years ago, with economics and profitability in mind, Hall employed a new preconditioning program for his herd. Effective preconditioning is critical for healthy and productive cattle and helps lead to a successful business. University of Idaho Extension beef specialist Dr. Benton Glaze shares results from a survey of feedlot managers asking what management practices were important to have done to cattle prior to arriving at the feedlot.
In this study, feedlot managers identified five different management practices that they thought were important to have done to cattle before they came to the feedlot. And they mentioned that calves should be castrated and dehorned at least about 4 weeks prior to shipping. They also mentioned that calves should be given a respiratory vaccine a couple of weeks prior to weaning. And then they also wanted producers to make sure that those calves were introduced to a feed bunk so they could come in and get started eating right away. Calves were weaned at least 4 weeks prior to shipping. And then the other one, that calves were treated for internal and external parasites prior to shipping. So I think from this study, as feedlot managers have identified these as important practices, producers can take stock in.
Sound advice. Produced by the Ag Information Network.